Detective Eric Edson is in with us from the Sheboygan Police Department, joins us usually a couple times a month and always keeps us on top of scams and fraud that's impacting our area. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good to be back. Great to see you, too.
Yeah, good to see you. I adjust your microphone here. I'm sorry. There we go. That should be better.
All right.
There we have a liftoff. Anyway, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
It's
good
really to good to have you back.
Yeah, I didn't see you last time.
It's been a while.
I was off, so yeah. Good to see you back.
Well, I think I speak for all of us that we're really glad to hear you on the radio again. It's great to have you back.
I appreciate it. Feeling better by the day, so
good.
Try to get through all this. So where do you want to start, Eric? You got a whole bunch of stuff you want to touch on today.
Well, it's been a while since we talked, and the times before that, we've talked about some very specific things. So I just thought we would just review for everyone the most common scams that we're seeing, not only in our area, but just kind of across the country, the most common scams. And really, a lot of them have common threads that if you want to avoid being the victim of a scam, that a lot of these have the similar kind of things to avoid doing. So we'll just kind of run through some of them. I have six of them here. And we'll just kind of run through them. The first one is online shopping. That seems to be one of the biggest ones, and this can take a lot of different forms, but typically scammers will offer fake online shops with lots of deals, you know, too good to be true deals, discounts, free items, in order to lure people into trying to buy them. You should look for red flags like those too good to be true prices, incomplete descriptions, and really aggressive sales tactics. Like if you don't buy this right now, the deal is going to go away. And
Sure. The
purpose for that is obviously to get your money, and there's really no product on the other side. Once they have your money, you're not going to get that iPad or that, you know, cell phone or whatever it is that they're offering to you. Also, be alert for phishing text messages impersonating well-known companies. You see the Amazon ones all the time. I've been getting a lot of ones from supposedly from Norton or from McAfee for the antivirus, saying that your subscription has expired and you need to renew right away. Or you're, I don't have subscriptions to those,
right.
So I know they're scams.
Exactly.
But a lot of people do. So you figure, you know, they send out thousands of emails and text messages a day, and if a couple of them hit, you know, it's a successful day for them. So. The other one that I just wanted to talk about with this real quick is people might have been seeing on TV or heard on the news the Camp Lejeune water lawsuit.
Yep.
Scammers are going to be taking advantage of that if they haven't already. And I actually received a couple emails the last few days with that subject line.
Did you?
I don't know if those are scams or legitimate offers for legal assistance, but just be wary of that too, that whenever there's some kind of lawsuit or class action kind of thing like that, scammers will take advantage of that and try to impersonate the attorneys and get people to provide, you know, hey, pay a fee so you can join on to this lawsuit, something like that. That's going to always be a scam, obviously.
Right.
The fake gas cards, you know, luckily gas prices are starting to come down a little bit, but a lot of scammers are sending out either posts on social media or you might receive a text message saying that you've won a free gas card. The most common one right now is for a $500 gas card from Shell gas stations, but it really could be any brand. Scammers can adapt that fairly easily.
Of course.
When you reply to it, you're asked to pay a small shipping fee and provide some personal information. Well, if you do that, now they have your credit card and possibly your other information. So never pay to win something. Do your research and avoid acting on impulse. I mean, everyone would love a free $500 gas card, but really do your research before you provide any payment for that or actually never pay for something like that, but or provide any personal information.
Right. Good advice.
Romance scams, we've talked about this a lot, and you know, they've been around a long time, but they're still very popular with scammers. They'll create fake profiles on dating websites or social media to look for victims, and once they've established a relationship or gained your trust, they're going to ask for money for any number of reasons. Just the number one thing with this and with a lot of scams is avoid sending money to people that you don't know, especially that you haven't met in person. If you've only known someone through an online sort of platform, the chances are very high that it's a scammer. And unless you've actually met someone in person, avoid sending money to people, no matter what the excuse is, whether they say they're in jail, they need money for injuries, whatever it is, don't send the money.
Right. I think I told a story on the air a while back that somebody that I knew a couple of years ago, I haven't seen him now in quite a while, just kind of an acquaintance, I wouldn't even say a friend. But, you know, we would chat from time to time when I'd go to the gym, when I worked out those days. And he would tell me about this girl that he had met on some dating site. And eventually she started asking him for money. And he actually did send her some. And, of course, everything fell apart after that. He never got his money back. And he was even told by people that it's probably a scam, but he went ahead and sent the money anyway, hoping that this was really going to be a true situation.
Absolutely.
But she needed money to get to the, to get, you know, here. I don't remember where she claimed to live, but it was, you know, one of these typical
scams. There's all kinds of variations of this, right?
Yeah.
Right. And people rely on, like, people will rationalize that, well, this must be a real person. And especially if people are lonely or they're looking, you know, for a relationship, it's easy to trick yourself into believing that it's got to be real. It's the same with the lottery tickets. It's all of that kind of stuff. You trick yourself into believing that it's got to be real, and it's not. So you need to know what signs to look for with that.
Exactly. What else you got for us, Eric?
Well, rental properties. This is another big one right now, especially with the housing market the way it is. People, scammers, will post either like on a Craigslist or Facebook or something like that, properties that are legitimately for sale or for rent, but they will just copy the pictures, the listing, the description, all that kind of stuff. And then they'll offer all kinds of amenities or discounts on the rent, you know, almost these, again, too good to be true kind of offers to lure people into providing personal information on an application, sending a deposit or something like that. You know, what usually happens is when you respond to that ad, the scammer will claim that they're unavailable right now. They're either out of town, they're in the hospital for a medical emergency, something like that, where they are unavailable to meet you at the property to show it. But then they will start turning up the heat and saying, hey, I've had a lot of interest in this. If you want this property, if you want this apartment, you got to send me a deposit right now. And again, acting on that impulse to try to get people to act quickly without thinking about it. So no matter what the details are that the person is telling you, once you send the money, it's gone. Yep. They're going to stop communicating with you and your money's going to be gone. You're not going to get it back. So to avoid falling victim to this, avoid these too good to be true kind of offers. If you search the property and see multiple listings of that property, obviously in different cities or different things, that's a huge red flag that if it's multiple things like that, that it's probably a scam. And then again, never pay a stranger with either a cash transfer app like Venmo or PayPal or Zelle, and don't send money via wire transfers, especially to people, like I said, you don't know. Zelle and Venmo have some shortcomings as well, just as a general payment app. But if you're paying a friend or someone that you know, it's generally pretty safe to do that. But if you're sending cash to someone using those apps that's a stranger to you that you've never met before, that's a huge danger, and likely you're never going to get your money back from that.
All right. Cryptocurrency, we got more on that this morning, Eric, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of ads with celebrities and promises to get easy money investing in cryptocurrency. But as you've seen, with if you're paying attention to cryptocurrency, it's very volatile, can go up and down. And what they're doing is they're just taking advantage of people's interest in that and the potential to invest and earn a lot of money. A lot of times they'll ask for your personal information or try to get you to send money as like a to open up an account or something like that. Click on a link that's in a phishing email. Again, those are always scams. You should really avoid any kind of unsolicited offer like that to invest your money in something. And a lot of people don't understand cryptocurrency, what it is, how to invest in it. So you should just avoid that altogether. If you don't know what you're investing in, if you can't explain it to somebody, you should just avoid that altogether.
That's good advice. Very good advice. And you got one other item on the list here.
Yep. Last one we'll squeeze in is employment offers. With the pandemic, it's had a definite impact on employment. A lot of people want to work from home. And so people are eager to seek out new opportunities for employment. So you might receive a text message or an email from a well-known company, and it'll contain links to apply for a job. But those links are typically malicious links that'll download an app or will direct you to a website that maybe looks like a legitimate company's website. But then they're going to ask for personal information. They may ask you to pay for equipment, training, whatever it is, before you take that job, especially a work-from-home kind of thing. They may say, well, we'll provide you with a computer and this, that, and the other thing, but you got to pay for it ahead of time. And once they have your personal information, obviously, then that's an issue for you down the road. So do your research, visit the company's website before applying for a job, and avoid providing personal information to unsolicited emails and text messages.
That should be a general rule everybody lives by, right?
Like I said, if you pay attention, a lot of these scams have similar warnings as what not to do. Just avoid unsolicited emails. Don't send money, cash through these apps because it's untraceable, really, and you'll never get it back. And avoid the too good to be true offers. It really comes down to that. You know, people, scammers rely on your impulse and you want to get a great deal, but that's when people get themselves into trouble. Just take that deep breath, maybe do a little research online. So many of these scams are so well known. If you go on Google and search whatever it is, and then the word scam, you'll find all kinds of information about it. So before you act, do your research. So
good advice. Detective Eric Edson with the Sheboygan Police Department, thanks so much for coming in this morning. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Great seeing you. All right.
Sounds good.